Masechet Menachot Perek He, Mishnah Het. The next two Mishnayot will talk about voluntary Menachot. We'll talk about a person who makes a pledge to bring a Minhat Mahabat or a Minhat Bar Heshe, two types of Menachot that are fried, but they're fried in a different pan and the oil settles in a different way, as we'll elaborate on in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ha'omer, Hare Alai B'Mahabat, Lo Yavi B'Mar Heshe. If somebody makes a pledge that they accept upon themselves to bring a Minha in a mahavat, they're not allowed to bring it in a marheshet, even though the two menachot are very similar, as they're both made in pans, they're different, and therefore you cannot fulfill your obligation by bringing a marheshet minha if you accept it upon yourself a mahabat minha. By marheshet lo yavi b'mahabat, if someone also accepts upon himself to bring a minha in a marheshet, they can't bring a minha in a mahavat. What's the difference between a mahavat and a marheshet? Uma bin mahabat le marheshet. What's the difference between a mahavat and a marheshet? Ela she'a marheshet yesh la kisui, v'ha mahavat en la kisui. The difference is that a marheshet is a pan that has a cover, and a mahavat is a pan that does not have a cover. Otherwise, they're the same. Divrei Rabbi Yosei Gilili. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yosei Gilili. Rabbi Hanina bin Gamliel Omer. This rabbi says, marheshet amuka u'ma'aseha rohashim, says Rabbi Hanina bin Gamliel, the marheshet is a deep pan, and the products shake. The minha is made in a loose way, and the oily texture is there, and therefore the dough is not firm, but it shakes around. When the dough is fried in this type of pan, oil is on the bottom, and the dough is very spongy. That's a marheshet. Mahavat safa, but mahavat is a flat griddle. It's like a flat pan. Umaaseha kashim, and the products, whatever's in there, are very firm. The minha is made in a way that it has a very firm texture. Since it's fried on a flat griddle, the oil spreads all the way out, and it's burned off. So therefore, the bread has a hard texture. The oil doesn't stay within it.